Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now I am sailing ahead of her. And my leader said to Angie this week, look at Jo. Look what she's doing, like I'm the bloody great slimmer of all time. Oh, which I am.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever had a week's worth of calories in the following 2 hours after a weigh-in, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Let's start with our first update, and it's from Jo.
I had an okay week, apart from a little lesson to learn here. Bought a bag of crisps, thought, oh, that'll be about 8 sins. 16. Oh, because I'm so bloody used to multi-pack crisps that when I buy like a big bag or something, a normal size bag, I just go, oh yeah, about 8 sins. But on the flip side of that, barely ate anything on Sunday. So I thought, I can go to weigh in with complete confidence. I'm going to keep my jeans on, and I'm also going to upgrade to Vans. Also, remember, I was kind of in competition with this girl. We've lost exactly the same amount, and we both have 2.5 pounds to go to our stone. Anyway, it's not a competition, guys. We're all on our own journey. However, the great news is she got weighed before me, and she lost nothing. She maintained that she still has 2.5 pounds to go. How much did I lose? Someone got Slimmer of the Week award. Oh, woo! Lost 2 pounds. Whatever.
Oh, well.
Bloody easy. Hell, Jo.
It's just too easy now.
Is this the first time that one of us has actually won a real life Slimmer of the Week?
How dare
on the podcast?
You?
Actually, yes. Yeah.
No, but on the podcast.
Probably not since the podcast started.
Jo, I do have to ask you something, though, because there was one of our lovely listeners, and they did message us yesterday, and I didn't catch her name. But she did say, are you doing what I did last year and actually secretly calorie counting and making out that you're doing Slimming World when I did pretended not to do the Fast 800 and did the Fast 800?
I saw that message, and I can categorically say that MMB is for life.
And I not just for Christmas.
I am Slimming World till I die, as we all know. And I am doing Slimming World, and I am counting sins. Even the Mint Magnum, I'm still counting it as a sin.
And the 16 sins of Chris. What the fuck did you eat?
Walker's, new flavour, Walker's Max, you know, the double crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Ridged ones. Mm-hmm. Flame grilled steak flavour.
Okay.
Just a normal bag. Because they're bigger than a multi-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16 sins.
Jesus Christ. Beautiful. I'll be avoiding those.
For one bloody bag of crisps, that's your full day sins and a little bit.
Especially when you can have a flame-grilled steak for free on Slimming World.
Quite as tasty.
how many calories are they, though, for those that are calorie counting?
That's true. But they are divine. I think they're a new flavour because I'm seeing them around everywhere. So really do be aware, as the inspiration of the podcast, I do need to be giving tips and advice out now.
Is this the crisp podcast? Is this what this is going to be this week? All about the crisps.
Absolutely right. Yeah, Slimmer of the Week. I was so excited because there's no bloke in our group anymore. There was a guy who he lost 2 stone in 4 weeks.
Wow.
And I was furious, tried to trip him up a few times so he couldn't come. and I thought, oh, I'll never get Slimmer of the Week because he's like, you know, 4, 5, 6 pounds a week was going off him. But he's just not turning up all of a sudden.
Oh, great.
So I'm a shoo-in for this weekly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And half a pound to go for the stone.
That's insane.
I know, it's insane.
That is amazing.
Do you feel it as well? Like, do you feel like you've lost nearly a stone?
Definitely, in my jeans feel it. Oh, yeah. And my bra actually. Yeah. Under
always
the
back pinch. That's always the one for me.
Yeah, it definitely feels like I have. That's why I could go with confidence. And I think I've got £2 in the bag.
Yeah, well, Vans and jeans.
Vans and jeans. I think that's £2 right there.
One thing though, are you disappointed that you didn't get the basket?
Yeah, somebody said to me, oh, you've missed out on the Slimmer of the Week basket. I bet you're thrilled because we've discussed many times what shit is in there. But I was a bit like, oh, yeah, I could have had a mouldy old Satsuma to take home. Or just and put it in plates.
Yeah, a tin of beans that's been in there since 2018.
Some lentils that I won't ever eat. So I'm there. I'm Slimmer of the Week. I know I've not had it on this podcast for a while. However, it's bittersweet.
Or in life.
I got my shiny sticker and a certificate.
Well done, Jo.
Thank you. And well, I'm in competition. Actually,
yeah, the competition. What people don't realise that don't go to group is that even when you don't have a direct competition with someone, because your leader has kind of like addressed you two in a race to get to your Stone Award, hasn't she?
Which I can't talk enough about because I am almost the there.
But even when you don't have that directed at you, I do pick someone out in the crowd who I'm going to compete against for different things because they're generally smug.
And she'd said to Ange, my friend who I go with, she's been away ever since we joined. She's been away every weekend. She don't give a shit. So she's great to go with. But she now on the previous group, Angie had lost about 1.5, 2 stone.
Yeah,
and I'd put on 2 pounds. Well, she rejoined with me, so that's gone.
Yeah,
and now I am sailing ahead of her. And my leader said to Angie this week, look at Jo. Look what she's doing. Like, I'm the bloody greatest Slimmer of all time. Oh, which I am.
Well, that's a benefit of joining a new group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clean slate. She has
well,
no
I've
clue
got
how
that
shit
all to
I've
come,
been
guys.
For you. Yes, you have, Victoria. Exactly right. Exactly.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from Emma Lister, and she says, a lady once told me that she put on weight because she didn't realise she had to sin gin. It was a clear liquid, and therefore there can't be any sins in it.
So crazy.
I mean, she makes a great point there, though.
Oh, think of the fun.
It's just like water, surely.
Love it.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month, and £100 will be won every single time. Last week, not only did we give away the money, but we also gave away a forfeit to poor Trish, who loves chocolate, and we told her she couldn't have chocolate for
a week.
And
then she downed a whole glass of whiskey.
That was Trish's first Zoom as well. I thought it was crazy.
Never mind.
Oh, poor Trish. I don't let that put you off, though. It's mainly dancing and eating donuts. Dancing to steps.
That's the fact.
Yeah, mainly dancing to steps and eating donuts. Yeah. All you need.
You can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you guys have sent in to @SecretSlimPod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Or you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us as well.
Brooke Bush says, just catching up on this week's episode. My routine is this: Sunday food plan and listen for inspiration, obviously, to the podcast. Now, we know that producer Paul is a bit behind in his design work at the moment.
What?
In fact, where are the fucking compliment slips, Paul? Brooke's words, not mine. So rather than berate him for not having produced a downloadable PDF chart to accompany the £25 in 25 weeks till Christmas, as requested by last Monday, I thought, as I love Canva and a chart, I would procrastinate from food planning and create him one to give him a helping hand for a change. Not sure if I should be sorry or not. So thank you, Brooke, for taking the time and showing us how quickly and easy it is. these things can be done.
Because Paul would have us believe that it's the hardest thing in the world to copy and paste.
It is.
The length of time he takes on bullshit is unbelievable.
Typical.
How many hours and where is it, Paul?
Well, many hours. Check that out. Ooh.
Oh.
What is it? I can't see.
I'll send it you.
That is nice. There's 2 hours work in that bugger.
Yeah.
No, that's many hours. And I would say Brooke has done lovely work on Canva, but that is the tool of the amateur. Whereas I'm a professional here.
Paul's still on Paint.
Now, will we actually get it to download and use before Christmas?
Downloadable PDF. I've no idea how to do that, but I've got a lovely design.
Oh, no.
Somebody listening will know and they will let us know, I'm sure.
We can't have this as like a tutorial for Paul every week.
No. Surely you should just Google.
Google it,
Paul.
And we've got compliment slips.
Oh, yeah, they arrived.
Finally.
What happened to them? They're on his desk and never 3 weeks.
Mix up with the printers, weren't they?
Yeah, wasn't it?
I sent them a sternly worded email about them not arriving, and they were like, oh, well, we sent them in the package with those other things you ordered. And it turns out they were at the bottom of the box. I hadn't looked.
Oh, no.
Fucking typical.
Fucking disaster.
Yeah, typical.
Anyway.
What happened to anyone?
No. We're recording this on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The downloadable PDF will be on our socials on the Thursday, the day of release of this actual podcast. That's very exciting, isn't it, Paul? Yeah, that looks like a positive.
Molly says, my boyfriend Leslie said that he would join Slimming World with me, so I feel supported. He doesn't need to lose weight. So I met him after work to go to group, and he showed up in steel-toed shoes. Brilliant. We go into group, and he gets weighed. 14 stone, 1.5 pounds. Then the lady asked what his target was, and he said, 14 stone. We go home, and I step on the scales to see the difference between Slimming World scales and my scales. I asked Leslie to come and weigh himself without the boots. He's now 13 stone, 12.5 pounds. 1.5 pounds below his target. I walk into the living room, and he's eating a whole box of Ferrero Rocher and a box of Lindt chocolate. This happens every night for the next week until last night when we go to weigh in. He steps on the scales and was told he's lost a pound.
Oh, wow.
Because well he done, took those boots off.
Oh, my God.
He must have weighed about 4 pounds.
So he's got to target basically in a week.
Yeah, in a week. I didn't think you were allowed to join unless you had half a stone to lose.
Oh, is it? Maybe they're just desperate.
We'll have to get him blacklisted. Yeah, I think you might be right, Victoria. I think we'll have to have him blacklisted. We need his full name, please, and group. Full name and group.
We'll pass it on to MMB. Kat says, you need to move to Northern Ireland. I thought someone was breaking the rules in front of me, but then the leader told my friend to take her shoes off too.
Oh, no.
No shoes in Northern Ireland.
Wow.
What? He forgot to tell me that we were allowed to remove shoes again. Fucking hell.
At least Kat would have a good week the following week, though, when she's not got her shoes on anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless she's already in the ballet pumps.
That's
true, yeah.
Neve says, I started listening to your podcast a few weeks ago, and it's honestly the only reason I've stayed on plan as long as I
really?
Have.
Really?
That feels crazy.
She doesn't want to be us, that's why.
I tried grapefruit for breakfast every morning this week, and then on Friday night I had pizza, cocktails and chocolate. I had another night of pizza and alcohol last night and thought surely I'd completely ruined my progress. But I pulled a Victoria.
Woohoo!
And lost 7 pounds this week. Must have been the grapefruit. Thanks for the tip.
That's it.
How are all these things work? The tips we from yesterday.
They just work for everyone else but us.
They're working, but we stopped doing them. Why have we stopped doing them all?
Well, I have got a grapefruit at home as well this week.
Before every meal, it melts calories away.
Before every meal.
Melts calories.
My favourite one is still the glass of alcohol in the buffet. That is one I can definitely get on board with every single time. Alice Marie says, I just won a free boudoir photo shoot, which will require people to see me in my underwear, but I still managed to demolish so much junk food that I nearly made myself sick last night. I really need to get my arse in gear now.
That's a good incentive.
Yeah,
it is a good one.
And Kerry Finley says, you know you've been at Slimming World too long when you'll eat chips, kebabs and drink wine, but wouldn't dream of having a Muller Corner, a full fat Coke, or used Don Mio sauce.
Oh, it's so, so true.
Oh my God.
We've been brainwashed.
Amazing. Oh,
everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame in a Game sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's move on to our next update, and it's from me.
It is weigh-in tonight, and I have been a right shit on this diet this week. I have just not had a day on plan. I've just been incredibly bad. The meals I've eaten in the last week have been healthy. The rest of it in between, not so much. A lot of chocolate consumed, cake, Pringles. I mean, is it law you have to eat Pringles when the football's on? Because yes. We certainly have done that for two matches now. I'm just trying to think of all the excuses I could tell my leader.
Before I stepped on the scales, I did inform my leader that there was no shame in a game. And it's a good job that she agreed with me because I did have a game. I gained £2 this week, which means since rejoining Slimming World last month, I have lost a grand total of £1.5. Need to get my head in the right place and my arse in gear because this weight is not going to shift itself. And then I remembered, actually, I'm off work for 2 days this week. And on Saturday, Joe and I are going to London for a podcast awards bash. There's going to be calories consumed in that little outing.
So if I put weight on this week, it's your fault, Joe.
Sex Pots, of course. Katie's Other Podcast is up for an award.
Woohoo!
If it wins, calories are free.
I think the fact that you've been nominated means the calories are free. Calories are free. That's awesome.
Good. Victoria, we were nominated last month. I've been dining out on that for the last 6 weeks. So that's been... Yeah.
But in your defence, Katie, you have still lost since you joined.
Yeah, what, all of £1.5 in a month? Fantastic.
So, yeah,
what progress?
A loss is a loss.
When we're going around the group, she didn't even say that. She just said, oh, you've had a little bit of a gain this week. And I felt like going, yeah, but I have actually lost since I last joined. And I do like to remind her that I have lost more than 2 stones since she first saw my face in that group. So that is something I like to throw at her. But yeah, it's just been a bit of a shitter of a week.
And, yeah, talk to me about Pringles and football, though.
But right. Pringles. Okay, so at the minute...
Pringles.
The Pringles, exactly. It's their fucking fault, their marketing fault. This is happening. I went into Morrison's and they're half price. They're £1.50. I mean, you would never pay £3
for quid?
A fucking...
Fuck off,
no,
Pringles.
You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Half price means, well, oh, I'll buy two.
Yeah, I know.
So I buy two fucking tubs. And do you know what? I don't even really like football much that much. And I don't really watch it. Unless, you know, something really exciting is happening and I'm in the room when it's on. But I am eating the Pringles. And do you know what? I don't even really like Pringles that much, but I just eat them because I do.
So you're not actually watching the football, but just still eating the Pringles?
Yeah, the Pringles, okay.
Have you had pulled pork flavour?
No, I've not tried that yet.
They're awesome.
I've gone for
nice.
Texas barbecue. See, what my thing, my favourites are the sweet, the sour cream and chive. But I know that I'm the only one in the house that would eat those. So I buy the other flavours that I'm not that keen on.
And eat them all anyway.
But then eat them all myself anyway.
The steak ones. Love the steak ones as well. They're a good one.
I would like to point out that we're recording this on Wednesday. You won't be listening to it till after the semi-final and potentially after the final. So you might be thinking Katie's comments about football are fucking rude when we have breezed through to the final and then won it.
Woo!
We don't know.
Exactly.
So no hate mail for Katie.
Because I have a genuine dilemma as well, because as somebody pointed out to us on Instagram, every time I've eaten Pringles when the football's been on, we've been successful.
I know.
Oh, well, so then, Kate, you can't eat the Pringles tonight. It's got to be
on my diet for the sake of Gareth Southgate.
And chocolate and cake? Yes. Are they football-based as well?
No, it was a birthday over the weekend.
Sure.
So,
I heard, actually, what I've been doing is drinking a bottle of rum per game. So I haven't. I genuinely haven't.
None of us batted an eyelid, Victoria.
No.
But one bottle per 90 minutes. Might be a little bit of a problem there.
See it as a challenge, love, rather than a problem.
Yeah.
That's true.
I have pledged to lose £3 this week, though, that in group.
In the £3 group?
£3 club, even with a weekend away?
Yeah, even with Saturday off plan and actually not technically being on plan since Monday night when I got weighed in. So literally got, 3 days to lose £3 No. It's like £21 before the 21st of June all over
slim
again.
Slim fast.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who has gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Sammy Nichols sent this one in. Yesterday was a low point, so I'm hoping that you can lift me by letting me win Hero of the Week. I was not even doing what I consider a big shop, yet it appears I bought so many cakes that the lady on the checkout asked me what the occasion was. I panicked and said, I'm in charge of a wake.
Oh,
bloody hell, girls. Where did that come from? The checkout lady was so sorry for my loss that I felt compelled to say, yes, we loved Aunt Flo. It's sad, but she had a good innings and she did love cake.
No. Aunt Flo as well, out of all the aunts to say.
You panic though, don't you? You panic.
Surely cake equals birthday. Like, what? Who on them right mind thinks of a wake?
Who's eating cake at a wake?
We had a cake wake. We had a wake at a cake, yeah, at my granddad's funeral. He used to like having fruit cake with a big slab of cheese on. That was the best time of my life, yeah.
I see a wake more sausage rolls though. I don't know where I'm
Beige. More beige.
Yeah, I see more beige.
If you want to nominate yourself for a hero of the week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials, and every hero wins a piece of merch of their choice from our Etsy store. And now let's get our last update to the podcast, and it's from Victoria.
On Saturday morning, before my very, very indulgent weekend away to Cambridge, I stepped on the scales, and it was a profound moment because it would hopefully be the last time that home scales
don't count.
I am back to group this Friday, starting a brand new group with somebody I don't know who doesn't know me, and I feel a little bit nervous, excited actually. So before my weekend away, I did maintain from last week. After getting back from my weekend away, I have put £3 on. But that doesn't count because that's not my official weigh day. I am also at the point where I don't know whether to carry on and try and actually get that 4 stone award that I was half a pound from that time, or do I just completely draw a line and start again? So I'm hoping that rejoining group, probably doing CC at Slimming World, but with £25 to 25 weeks, I feel like this is my moment to shine.
Rejoin.
I feel really, really, really conflicted about it though.
If you go and keep your 3 stone loss from before,
yeah,
do you have to pay all the back fees?
No, not the back fees. You just pay a rejoining fee. So,
right.
It does still all exist. So if I go, I will have that I've lost 3 stone before.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, yeah.
And because I've got another 3 stone that I still want to lose, potentially when I reach target, I'll be getting my 6 stone award.
Yeah, and you don't get in the magazine unless you've done a belting amount like that.
Yeah. And then obviously if I get in the magazine, I can just obviously talk about the podcast. So
sure.
Yeah, they'll let you do that.
Yeah, so
I don't know. I really think I'm going to decide probably about 5 minutes before I walk through the door. But
What's your thoughts though at the moment? What are you, do you think you're heading towards?
Well, this is the thing. So I could potentially have like an insane first week because I am going out today. I'm going into Nottingham, all the food, all the cocktails, you know, bottomless brunch, as I do on a midweek, because why not? So when I weigh on Friday, like, I'm probably going to be like really, really heavy. Like probably,
yeah, you
like,
can eat whatever you like then. Then.
Oh my God.
And then next Friday, my first weigh-in, I could get that half stone award there and then.
Well, you could get a stone award if you play it well. Do all the tips we talk about.
Jeans, fans, jewellery.
So the idea of having a certificate in my first week of rejoining is very appealing. What's a girl to do? I don't know.
Right. The thing is, the fact that you've lost almost 4 stone anyway, no one can ever take that away from you because you have documented proof that you were that weight before and now you're different weight now. So no one can ever really take that away from you. You've got to ask yourself, how important is the number 4 on a shiny sticker and a certificate?
Important. Yeah, quite
good. Joe's like, yes, absolutely.
But I don't know, I'll decide. But I had a great weekend, went to Cambridge for the weekend, which was lovely, ate all of the food. And one of our listeners did actually see me as well. So I do have to say hello to, I think her name's Sharon, who saw me at a bus stop getting very annoyed at waiting for a bus. So that was
all the glamour.
That was great. I was probably really like desperate for a run by this point because it was mid-afternoon on Saturday. So I was ready for that. But yeah, it was a nice weekend and I haven't really been back on plan since.
Did the listener check your handbag for that cheeky bottle?
No, she was on a bus going past me and she said, oh, I thought you did look quite angry. I was like, yes, because I've waited fucking half an hour for a bloody bus.
Not had a drink for 20 minutes.
Victoria does sound like she's got a problem on this podcast.
It genuinely wasn't that, I promise.
Well, darling, it is exciting that you're going back to group. Let us know and good luck for Friday. Yeah, eat everything between now and then.
This is the greatest
of the weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be hard, is it?
No, that is true. Enjoy it.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. I mean, that does actually sound like us right now. Today's has come from Keely. She says, can my arse of a boyfriend be least supportive diet partner this week? He knows I've joined Slimming World and I'm 1 pound away from my half stone certificate, which will be going on my fridge. So tell me why he just came home on the night before weigh-in with an industrial-sized caramel cheesecake.
Nice.
He knows my two favourite things are caramel and cheesecake.
Oh, no.
So the arse combined the two things and put it in front of me. The stupid arse said, you've done so well this week, I wanted to treat you.
Why don't they understand? Take it all away with one cheesecake.
Oh.
Which sounds amazing.
I know.
How big's an industrial-sized cheesecake?
I mean, it sounds big.
Yes. Oh my God, yeah. The size of a large pizza.
Yeah, bigger and deeper. Oh, yeah. All I want now is cheesecake. Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Christine Embling says, when you sit in your Slimming World group and the consultant stands and tells all the new recruits how long everyone's been attending and how much weight they've lost, then she gets to me and says, Christine has been here 2 years and has lost a total of £2.
No!
I went home and had a couple of donuts. Oh, it drives you to that.
I'd have a cry and not go back.
I'd totally join in your group and just walk out.
I think that you can see the panic rising because obviously they're a bit nervous standing in front of all the other new recruits and they're looking at your things and they've not got time to realise that £1 a year is not a very good advert.
It's not a good advert.
It's not selling it, is it? That it actually works.
They've got to think this through.
Oh my God. Jen says, I'm not sure if somebody has suggested this, but if you go ahead with the £25 challenge, why don't you do something like this? Every £1 loss is £1 in the kitty. Every £1 gain, £2 in the kitty. Whoever gets there first wins the money. Or if no one gets there, you all give up and it goes to charity. Producer Paul.
No, you're not getting it.
Here's the thing. What we could also do if we're putting money in a kitty is for every day late that Paul is with some sort of design, he puts a pound in the fucking kitty.
We'll be millionaires. We'll be on MMB's yacht in no time.
Yeah, we certainly will.
Nick Jones says, this week has been hard, especially since we found out our local Greggs has now joined the Just Eat app.
Oh, wow.
Weigh-day's looming. I have 3 days to sort this out, so naturally went back to the beginning of the podcast for inspiration.
Brilliant.
It had me literally shouting out, yes, when I was reminded of green and fennel tea. I rummaged in the back of the cupboard. I am 3 green teas in and fennel is next. Wow. I'm now confident everything has melted away and I have a good loss this week. Also, Katie, I think that you should go back to MMB as you were so on it back then. But when have I ever been on it?
You must have been on the first few episodes.
The Fast 800, no. it's the wrong one. If you do search for us, the other one pops up as well.
Oh,
maybe they've listened to that one. Where would I be without you? Quite possibly at Target. That's the last 2 episodes of Banged On About Chinese Takeaways. This one's crisps. So guess what it is for tea tonight?
It's Chinese.
But it's okay. I have fennel.
Fennel sorts it right. I forgot about fennel.
A fennel tea was actually quite tasty.
I started back on the green tea flex.
I've seen that.
I had one today with 2 sweeteners and immediately regretted every word I'd said.
Oh, just gross.
I was just going to have one every day this week to melt the calories away from the weekend that were going on.
If you're not snorting matcha on the train down to London, I'll be disappointed. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Right, it's time to crown the Slimmer of the Week this week.
Thank you.
I won last week. So pitch away, ladies, pitch away.
I don't need to.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't need to pitch
away. But you've already won it once this week, so why do you deserve it again?
Well, how fucking dare you?
That is a fair point, and I am joining a group today, and I feel like I have kind of... I'm going to say I've slightly been bullied into going because I feel like home scales just don't count anymore. So
they
I have to go,
don't,
yeah, I have
guys.
To go back
do you
to
good,
group.
Victoria.
Yeah, I have to. So I have to go back to group. So I do think that I need that motivation, that inspiration to be Slimmer of the Week.
Half pound away from stone, actual Slimmer of the Week and actual group.
Yeah, but you've already had it, Joe. You don't need it again. You do not need
certificate,
it twice.
Shiny sticker on the back.
All right, stop arguing
with now. £2 in hand. I actually should have got my stone award already. Because I got £2 in hand due to the Vans and the jeans.
Right.
Someone deserves it for actually dieting.
Also,
who deserves it for...
I should have a good time trying.
Stop, because I've got to spend the whole of Saturday with Joe.
With
and if I don't
week.
Give her Slimmer of the Week, then I do know that she'll be furious.
Katie, I am disappointed. I thought you had bigger balls than this.
My balls are huge, Victoria. Right, this week's Slimmer of the Week
is
the actual Slimmer of the Week, is Joe.
It's the well-deserved, thank you, all caps.
Yeah.
And I, accept it with good grace.
Yeah, as always. You may or may not agree with us, but you want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.